Revelation, the 3rd chapter, 20th verse. The Lord says, behold. You know what behold means? Fasten your attention on his word. What did John say when he baptized Jesus in the river of Jordan? He says, behold the Lamb of God. Fasten your attention upon him. So we're going to fasten our attention tonight on the Lord. And he said, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice. You see, it's not talking to everybody in the church. He's talking to individuals. He says, if any man. He didn't say, if all hear my voice. All don't hear his voice. A woman with an issue of blood heard Jesus is passing by. Said, I know if I touch him, I'll get a miracle. She said this within herself before Jesus knew she was even around. But she says, I'm going to get to him. And she got to Jesus. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she received a miracle. And Jesus said, who touched me? See, tonight we've touched Jesus through praise. Now, some don't realize, it's just not just a tradition. You just touch Jesus through praise. There's a lot of complainers in the world today. A lot of people that don't have any hope, nothing to look forward to. But tonight, you just touch Jesus with praise. And praise changes things. Not only does praise change things, praise changes people. Now you say, I get excited. Not only does praise change things, praise changes people. So he said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, individual, any man, hear my voice and open the door. You see, you open the door to praise. When you open the door and praise him, that's when you let him in. That's why Satan don't want you to praise the Lord. He don't want you to let him into your life. But praise opens you up to let the Lord into your life. Oh yeah, praise changes things. Children of Israel, when they marched around the walls of Jericho, praise changed things. It was a walled city. 10 of the spies said, we can't enter in. And earlier, we can't get in. But Caleb and Joshua said we could. And for 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness. All they saw was the walled cities and men as giants in land. A lot of people don't see any good in life because they don't have 20/20 vision. They don't have 20/20 vision. What does it say? Jehoshaphat said that if you believe his prophets, hello? If you believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Amen. I don't preach because I don't ask the Lord to teach me to preach. I said, Lord, teach me to pray. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. The disciples didn't ask Jesus to teach us how to preach. Oh, we got a lot of good preachers in the world, but where's revival? Where's revival? A lot of good preachers. Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them all around. A lot of mega churches around. But you know what Paul said in Thessalonians? He said, let no man deceive you by any means, but before that day comes, there will be a great falling away. He wasn't talking about mega churches. There's more churches being built today, more church and more attendance today in the mega churches. But Paul says, let no man deceive you, that before that day comes, there's going to be a great falling away. Was he talking a falling away from the power of God? Everyone say from the power of God.
Power of God.
That's what they're falling away from. Get it for us in Thessalonians, Kevin. Let no man deceive you. For the day, that day, for that day, when the Bible speaks of that day, it's talking about the coming of the Lord. So before the coming of the Lord, there will be a falling away from the power of God. And Paul says, professing a form of godliness, a lot of people profess it, but they deny the power thereof. Amen. They don't want the power. They don't want the power. Professing, though, we got a lot of professional Christians. Yeah. Professionals. Oh, yeah, they make sure they get to church. But Jesus came up to the fig tree, and there was no fruit on it. There was no fruit on the tree. So what did he do? He cursed it. They had a lot of leaves. There were leaves, but no fruit. We got a lot of professional Christians. They go through their traditions. They worship, worship. I'll tell you, they worship, worship. They're not worshiping God. No, some of you didn't get what I'm saying. I said they worship, worship. But they're not worshiping God. There's a difference in worshiping God in spirit and truth. You see, when Paul and Silas were worshiping God, believe me, they weren't worshiping worship either. They were beaten. They cast the devil out of a young lady, and she had a spirit of divination. She had a demon within her. I don't go to places and eat where I see that you go on a special night, they'll read your palms. I don't want no demons around while I'm eating, because God prepares a table before me. Everyone say, God prepares a table before me. He prepares the table. I'm not going to a place where they invite the devil in to eat so they get business. That's what the churches do. Let the devil come in so we get business. That's why they don't want the power of God, because the power of God, amen, reveals the demons that are in people. Hello? They don't want the power. So when I see somewhere where they have entertainment tonight with someone reading your palm, I mark that place an X. I don't go there. Because them demons don't leave, they're going to stay there. They like their habitation. Hello? They like their habitation. So they don't leave it. They hang out there. And this is what's going on in the world today. Entertaining demons, professing a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. All right? That's what Paul said. A form. I mean, that's what we have today. Going through the rituals. Entertaining demon spirits. Instead of setting the captive free and the opening of the prison doors to them that are bound, people come to church bound and they leave bound. I wish somebody would say, praise the Lord. You go to a hospital to get well. Don't tell me the food isn't good. You're not going to a hospital for a gourmet meal. Always hear this complaint. Well, the food isn't good. Well, why? What? You're not going there to get a good meal. You're going there to get well. Hello? Amen. That's why you're there. Anytime I've been in the hospital, I never complained about the food. I went there to get well. I didn't go for a gourmet meal. You hear what I say? Right away, everybody's complaining. The food is terrible. Amen. They're there to give you intravenous. Amen. They're there to give you a liquid dinner. We don't like liquid dinners. We want, you know, the gourmet food. We don't want nothing liquid. I said to one fellow that he'd like to drink a little bit, and I said, you want to go for lunch? He said, no, I just have a liquid lunch. Believe his prophets. In 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. You know what that means? Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. That word there, believe his prophets, that word where so shall you be established, it means to support the prophets. I wish somebody would say, how, oh, we get a little quiet sometimes to get to that part. You can't believe unless you support. Oh, I tell you, I felt it tonight. I'm feeling good. I feel I can fly. I feel I can fly. Saul was looking for his father's jackasses. Couldn't find his father's jackasses. So he was told there's a prophet in town. Maybe the prophet could help us. But Saul said, I don't have an offering to bring him. Even Saul had the understanding. He said, I need a word from the Lord, but I don't have an offering to bring him. people read it, but they don't get. See, we're here tonight for the Lord to, because we opened up ourselves. Now the Lord's going to give you understanding. You let him in through praise. We let him in through praise. Can you say hallelujah? Oh, yeah. I didn't bring any money. I was out looking for my father's jackasses. I wasn't out coming out to buy something. I don't have any money to give the prophet. He had enough understanding that even with Isaac, when Isaac, his wife couldn't get pregnant, he entreated the Lord, the word of God says. And when he entreated the Lord, it meant he gave a gift, offer up a sacrifice to God. And it said that God was entreated of him. And you know what happened to his wife, Rebecca? Not only did she get pregnant, she got twins. God always gives you more than what you ask for. I didn't hear too many amens. God always gives you more than what you ask for. Can someone say praise the Lord? He didn't ask for twins. He said, I just want my wife to get pregnant. Everyone else is pregnant. They're having children, and we're barren. My wife is barren. So you know it's God when you get more than what you ask for. Oh, hallelujah. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Luke 68, shall men give into your bosom. You know why people don't get it? They have, instead of an open heaven, they got a shut heaven. God says, when you honor me, you Malachi, I'll open the windows of heaven. When you honor me and you give it, I'll open it. But people don't believe what the word of God says. I'm going to show you something here. They got a shut heaven instead of an open heaven. But the Lord says, when you honor me, I'll open the windows of heaven. Can somebody say hello? And he said, you'll get so much, you will not have room enough to contain it. Your cup is going to run over. Up that word cup, where David said, my cup shall run over. It was talking about his purse, where he kept his money.